South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote.
And I remember my American friends making fun of me. He's like, oh my God, you had a president for 30 years? And I say, yes. In the Middle East, that is a very short first term. I mean, it's much better than what you guys have here. I mean, look at you, every 4 years swiping left on Tinder. I need a new president, I need a new president, I need a new president. That is why you are empty from the inside. This is the problem of Western democracies. You have too much choice, you have too much anxiety. We have no choice, we have no anxiety, we have nothing.
One of my favorite comedians and satirist of all time, Egyptian-American Bazem Youssef, is in town for his African debut with the Middle Beast Tour. Let me pause to give you a chance to Google Bazem. That is, if the owners of that platform haven't blocked him as yet. Bazem's career started as a heart surgeon in Egypt before finding himself in the middle of the Arab Spring and becoming the host of the largest political satire show in the history of the Arab world. His jokes earned him worldwide recognition as, quote, the Egyptian John Stewart, but also got him arrested, interrogated, and ultimately prompted his escape to America, just as the country was going through its very own identity crisis. Moving to America, or at least moving from Egypt to America, was not exactly like moving from the biblical Egypt to the land of the free. In America, all Bazem has done in between his shows is to drum into the heads of Americans that what they are feeding themselves and the world about the Middle East is BS. He's spoken on all radio and TV platforms and has even been interviewed by morons with millions of followers. But getting through their thick skulls has proved to Bazem that heart surgery was actually a cruise. But like most surgeons, he has not given up. Only the patient's death tends to stop them.
America is like a dog with a hot spot on its butt, called the Middle East. And you think you have to keep licking it, but you're just making it worse.
Not many satirists dare to go where Bazem goes. But then again, there's not many places he can go to. He can't go back to Egypt, and the self-styled land of the free doesn't truly like him. And as you may have guessed, he is persona non grata in Israel, and so is his wife's family, understandably, as the man puts it himself.
Those Palestinians, they're very dramatic. Ah, Israel killing us. But they never die. I mean, they always come back. You know, they're very difficult to kill, very difficult people to kill. I know, because I'm married to one. Mm. I tried many times, couldn't kill her.
The Middle Beast Tour kicks off on 7th February at the Durban ICC, before heading to the Cape Town ICC on 8th February for two shows, just to piss off the number of Israeli supporters there, and then wraps up in Johannesburg, where everything ends, as usual, on the 9th of February at Emperor's Palace. It is a privilege to host Bazem Youssef right here on Taking the Rams by the Horns. I have only been given 8 minutes with him, which is normally how long it lasts without an Israeli bomb falling on Palestine. Ironically, like the bombs, I'm going to make these 8 minutes effective. And so, let's welcome all the way from America. Wait, that sounds like a song Bazem wouldn't approve of, right? Anyway, what the heck? Ladies and gentlemen, Bazem Youssef. Salam, brother.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. I suspect better than you, but I think you're better when you're in South Africa than in America.
Oh, no, but I mean, you know, I'm doing well, my friend. Thank you so much for asking. And I'm very, very, very excited to see you guys. This has been a dream of mine, seriously.
But what took you so long to come here? You know, were you not aware that we are not part of Egypt? Like, you know, although we have vestiges of Israel here and there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's. I think it's all about the right timing. And if I came before, you wouldn't have known me, and maybe you wouldn't have enjoyed it. So I think it's all about timing. I've always had the dream of coming to South Africa, even as a fan, not just like as a comedian, even before any kind of fame. Has been always. I always my said my bucket list is. India, Brazil, and South Africa. I already went to India, so South Africa has been this amazing dream of mine.
But on a serious note, Bazem, what sort of a human being quits heart surgery for satire? Or is that satiric itself?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's so many ways of dramatizing this and making it sound very fancy, but of like saying, you know, I'm using surgery for satire, or I'm using it. But like, I think it all comes down to like I hated my life as a doctor and I wanted to escape, so I used comedy. So it was a much better job and it pays better, and I feel happier. maybe the very honest answers are the quickest ones.
In truth, though, I mean, you spend more time trying to enter people's hearts with your views on the Middle East than telling jokes, actually. I find that you are dealing with serious issues even through your jokes and your satire.
Well, you know, I don't think the world is such as a too serious place to take it seriously, you know. I think maybe it's a way to kind of deal with the issues that you think it's very unfair. Maybe it's my way to deal with my own depression dealing with the world.
Is it tiring, or are you enjoying dealing with these issues?
No, it is. I enjoy it when I'm on stage, but to come up with stuff, it means that you have to follow stuff, it means that you have to read about stuff, meaning that you have to be connected with stuff. And I have to say, it's sometimes it doesn't become funny anymore. So, but you struggle to find the funny way. But you know, I don't want to think about what's going to be my next. Think to write about that. I mean, I'm enjoying the hour that I've been or the show I've been traveling with, and I don't want to think about like what else can I talk about in the future, because it's a little bit depressing. I hope there is a word to breathe to talk about.
I have watched tens of your interviews with especially these Americans that I personally regard as right wing, and I'm always amazed at how you keep a straight face, you don't get agitated, and you give it back. Well, you do use a few expletives, which are good for television. How does it feel? Is it annoying?
Well, I mean, it is quite annoying to sit down and listen to some of these views. But you have to understand that, like, you know, it is everybody coming from his own bubble. And it doesn't matter how much of right you think you are. If you lose your temper, you lose the conversation. So it is, I think it's keeping a straight face is just like a way to not fall into what they want you to do, which is portray you as just like another angry guy. And then you lose people. And then there doesn't matter what kind of arguments you use, you have already lost.
Has anybody ever agitated that America must check you out?
Oh, I mean, yes, of course, you have all of those people saying that. I mean, that happened to me in Egypt. All of those people, it's kind of like the whole fascist approach of like, he's not with us, he needs to be expelled. But, you know, so far, I hope the American law abounds. I don't have to deal with that because I'm running out of countries.
But Trump is back, Bazem.
Well, yeah, he's back. And I think it's going to be a fun ride, and it's going to see how much of a damage America can do in 4 years. But also, it's not really maybe about Trump. It's like the Democrats has always been there when the genocide was happening. So it's just like about like how bad can Trump make it? It's already been bad.
How, which one is most fun to you? Telling jokes, defending, the Middle East, Palestine, or debating with Israeli apologists like Piers Morgan?
I think I have the, if you're talking about fun, I enjoy what I do on stage. And that is the most fun.
I love what you do on stage.
And I think being on stage with people who came to be entertained and have a good time, I think for me, it is much better than any viral video because it is the true test is what you do on stage for like a couple of thousand people or even more and make them unite in a moment of laughter and happiness. And I think this is the biggest moment of that I always want to have. And it's not about the debates, not about winning or losing debates. It's not about like making a point. It is just like this moment of pure entertainment.
Speaking of which, then, what can we expect from you? What can South Africa expect from you next week?
Well, I expect, I hope that they would have fun with my personal stories as much as my political stories. I hope that they would see the shared point of view that we have. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Trevor Noah. I think he's a master and he's South African, but
He's
I've always
amazing.
connected to him. I've always loved his comedy. And maybe you'll love me like I do love your comedians. And I just can't wait to see this beautiful, beautiful new country.
You probably have made time to understand the politics of South Africa, and we are divided people, especially on some of the issues that you deal with, right? So, are you going to play around the issues that we deal with here?
I will try my best, and I will want to actually explore South Africa through comedy, plus having my own story go side by side.
And finally, Bazem, what do you prefer the audiences bring to pelt you with when they're not happy? Tomatoes, eggs, or real bombs?
Oh my God, no, I hope nothing is that. But I hope they would be able.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on stage in Johannesburg, and I know it's going to be fun. So, Bazem Youssef, it has been a pleasure to have you on my podcast, although in the process, I probably will lose all three of my Israeli supporters. But thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to see you, and I see you on stage in Johannesburg.
Certainly. Go well, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Reins by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Reins by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rems@remsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rems Mabote, good night and God bless.